Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Stan Lee, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Now, I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really. And that's what I want you. I want you to be part of the solution as well. And, you know, the only way you do that, right, is you got to get informed. Now, whether you get informed through my show or somebody else's, I prefer it be mine, obviously. But if it is somebody else's, so be it, but get informed. Don't be one of those people that's running around. You know everything. You've got all the inside information or whatever. And you really don't have anything. Really, you don't have anything. And then you end up sounding like them. Yes, you heard me, like them. Anyway, again, appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I really do appreciate the time that you spend getting informed and getting engaged. Tom Del Beccaro will join me after the break. A friend of the show, a regular on the show, always appreciate his time. If you look at what's going on right now in Georgia, you got Kelly Loeffler with a little over 80% of the vote in. She's got 50.7% of the vote. Warnock's got 49.3. Purdue's got 51.1. And Ossoff has 48.9. I didn't know until tonight a little bit about Ossoff's background. He has literally not had a paying job. And yet he runs for Senate. And if he gets in, I will lose. I'm sorry, guys. Maybe not my people. But I will lose all respect for the American populace. There's just no way. Absolutely no business experience, no real life experience. It's just amazing. And it is pretty much neck and neck. I know that everything hasn't been counted yet. Some of the bigger counties haven't been counted, but a lot of the counties that haven't been counted are very red. And I love when you look at the map. This is why the Electoral College is just so important. When you look at the maps, or the two maps, and how they play out. Now, somebody better be watching this race all night long. And I mean all night. And when they lock up to go away, yeah, you're going to surround that place with people with cameras and Republicans that give a darn. All right? I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me. Let's go to the phones. Let's Ed from Washington. How you doing, Ed?
Yeah, hi. Hey, I wanted to change up a little bit of the subject. I think it was you the other day that mentioned the fact about Michigan either going to pass or thinking about passing a law where young girls, I think, believe up to the age of 14, could have abortions on their own without consulting their parents.
Yeah, well, it was Massachusetts. It was 16,
okay. All right.
And the legislature overrode the governor's veto of that bill.
Huh. Well, see, here's the problem with that. Unless she has been emancipated, she couldn't do that, because that would, unless they changed the state's contract law. So anyone could sign on, regardless of their age, to be able to have a contract. And without being emancipated, that means that singularly she'd be responsible for her own debt, and because you can't involve a third innocent party to pay for your own debt. So I don't believe that. So even if she was emancipated, that means she's considered an adult, and then she could. But unless she ties that in, it's legally impossible for her to do that.
The state will pay for those. That's number one. Number two, in California, a 12-year-old can get an abortion without their parents knowing about it. And it's been done, and it's been held up by the local courts. I don't know how, I don't know why, but it just shows you what a godless, soulless nation we've become. We don't care about laws anymore, Ed. You know that.
I know, but I didn't hear about the one more thing. All this thing that's going on now, it reminds me we're doing the same thing that Germany did in regards to how our war started in Europe. We're doing the people in this country are doing the same thing that the German people did to usher in the Third Reich. The same thing that's going on, pointing out different irregularities in different types of religions, making them the fault of what's going on, locking people down, allowing streets to be outbreaks of anarchy to intimidate the public. So the government would come in to protect them, and after a long period of time of the people being deluged with anarchy. But anyway, I didn't know that the California had that law because contract law cannot be objected to. But the thing of it is, it wouldn't matter who paid for it. The fact is that she is still considered a minor. Unless she's emancipated.
I agree with you.
And I've got laws in this state that are unconstitutional.
Yeah, you're bringing logic to the game, and nobody wants to play that way. That's the problem. And nobody is going to contest that because, again, the governor who vetoed that bill for many reasons, legislator came up behind him and just said, no, too bad, we're going to allow it to happen, we're going to take care of it, you can go pound sand. So, Ed, appreciate the call very much.
Okay,
and
thanks a lot for the input.
Yeah. So, it's becoming worse and worse and worse. It really is. When I sit here and think about how many laws we totally disregard, we totally don't think of, and we just blow by because, hey, who's going to arrest us? Or in their case, the Democrats, who's going to arrest them? So, I'm senior host Tom Del Picaro joins us right after the break. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages gases directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. This is Real Style of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Just being involved and being engaged. It's really what I want you. I just want you to get informed so you actually have a clue. Because most of the time I don't have a clue. I have to bring people on that actually have one. Speaking of which, Tom Del Beccaro joins me. He's an acclaimed author and speaker as well as a columnist for Fox News, Fox Business, and Epoch Times. I always appreciate it. You know, I want to tell people you were the former chair for the California Republican Party, but I don't want them to believe that you ruined the place because it's in bad shape. Anyway, appreciate your time with me.
When the Republican Party used to do a lot of things. How are you? Happy New Year. I know you were concerned earlier about the Georgia races.
I still am.
They're in the right column right now, but we're at that point in the evening where the counting matters. And that means we must worry because somehow the Democrats always seem to win in the late, in the deep of the night, right?
So if a pipe breaks, we're screwed. Is that what you're saying? What are you doing? Are you ripping papers?
Sorry about that. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. Watch out. All plumbers are on notice not to answer any calls.
No, it is interesting in watching what's happening, and I said we'll have a lot more eyes on this, but the reality is if they, even when they finish counting, we need to surround that building, we need to keep, you know, cameras rolling, phones rolling, you need to keep your eyes on everything, because you're exactly right. Somehow these numbers seem to flip in the middle of the night as they're sitting there doing nothing.
Yeah, exactly. And look, if they, that was interesting. I saw tonight on Newsmax, and I'll be on Newsmax 1 p.m. Pacific time tomorrow, and then I'll be on Fox Business 3 p.m. tomorrow. The truth of the matter is that our integrity process is not up to snuff, and the Georgia guy already has the ideas on what they need to fix it, but they're not allowed to fix it midway. You can't change the rules in the middle of the election. Now, that's what the Republicans say, but the Democrats don't seem to have that problem, do they?
Well, apparently the dictator, known in most states, known as the governor, can change things as it goes. And we saw that happen. We saw judges change that in some states where they gave, you know, 3 extra days to vote and that kind of stuff. So
This not enough people are talking about, but this consent decree in Georgia, this is obscene. And what that was the Democrats sued, claiming that the system was unfair, and the court settlement changed the existing laws, made it more friendly to the Democrats, and lo and behold.
Yeah, but this whole thing where again, you know, you keep hearing that there's no proof that was voter fraud, that there was no proof that the quote-unquote election was rigged. But we've seen pictures. Now, you're an attorney, but we've seen pictures of what's happened. We have 1,100-plus affidavits signed by people on both sides of the aisle, not just Republicans. You know, the average Joe, the average worker who said, man, I was told to do this or this happened, we were made to do this, and yet no movement.
Let me ask you a question. What was the video? What did the video show where they were taking suitcases out in Georgia? What did that show?
Some of the close-ups showed the same pile being put through 3 and 4 times. And when they did the demonstration afterward to show you what that actually did or does, it actually recounts the vote, which I don't understand. Once you put that in the machine from a computer standpoint, it should take the serial number off of that, and that can't be scanned again.
Should be. But answer my question. The video which shows them taking the suitcases out after the Republicans are sent home.
Right.
If that's not voter fraud, what is it?
I don't know. Homeless people moving in?
What is it? It is evidence. But they don't want to admit that it's evidence. And so, you know, we're stuck in this, you know, and if Republicans don't, I agree with Lindsey Graham, if Republicans don't address this, they're flat out not going to win an election ever again at a national level. Because they'll get away with this every time because they have no conscience. I mean, understand their quote incoming vice president. Here's a woman who wantonly lies all the time. And it doesn't matter to the left. Trump says something that's slightly inaccurate and there's quote, you know, fact finders.
Impeachment time.
Yeah. Right.
Well, even again, I know that she was accused of plagiarism today again or yesterday.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, taking a story basically from Martin Luther King Jr. and using it, And I guess they know each other, right? I mean, Joe's Mr. King of plagiarism, apparently, and she's right there, right behind him. They love that kind of lifestyle, apparently. You know?
Yeah, but it won't. You'll never find it mattering to someone at CNN or something like that.
No.
And you know, that's the state of American media today as well.
I love the fact that there was no voter irregularities. I mean, they'd almost, I wish they would understand, they'd be more believable if they would open their mouths and say, look, yeah, there were issues, there were problems in some areas. There may have been voter fraud, but then say, not enough to turn the vote around. That would almost be palatable, but they won't even do that. They said nothing. There was nothing wrong with this. Go ahead.
Yeah, we need to remember that voter fraud is as old as voting. And in America, there's this certain city, the second city, which has had rigged elections for decades and decades. No one honestly believes honest elections occur in Chicago, Illinois. They're not. And yet, they act which, there was no, but of course there's voter fraud. But, you know, it's the same.
Well,
look, I don't even know how to describe how absurd it is.
You can't. Look at
there isn't voter fraud in Milwaukee.
Yeah, you had.
So you're telling me, Joe, that for 80 years they've been stealing elections in Chicago, but it could never happen.
Well, wait a minute. Hillary Clinton in 2017 said the Russians stole, they meddled in the election, and that's why she lost. In 2018, remember, Pelosi was screaming that there was the Russians had meddled in the elections again in 19, and now in 2020, we're being told we have an ironclad safe election process. You know, I want to say, pass me the crack pipe, because there's no other way to believe this. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Tom Del Becoro will be with us after the break.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute at TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The polls have closed in Georgia, and the nation now awaits the results of the two runoff elections that could swing the balance of power in the Senate. State elections officials have said they expect to see most votes counted Tuesday night, but that the final tally may take several days. Georgia's lieutenant governor says he's satisfied that his state held a fair election. Republican Jeff Duncan tells ABC News that his state has been focused on running a legal election while being in the national spotlight.
Certainly, we have worked hard here in Georgia. We've been in the spotlight, national, if not international spotlight. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger has done a great job of continuing to try to eliminate as much of the background noise as possible to put on a fair legal election. And certainly, I'm comfortable with what he's done to this point and looking forward to the results coming in.
Duncan added that he is worried that allegations of voter fraud from the November election may have depressed Republican turnout. This is USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
That's what we need. We need more of him to come out and make some real men to fight back in D.C. Joe Mattino, your host, listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Send me an email, Joe, at therealside.com. Joe at therealside.com. And let me just bring him on. I always have so much fun when he's on with me. I don't have him on that often. And Tom Del Vercaro joins me, as he does from time to time. He's an acclaimed author, speaker, as well as currently a columnist for Fox News, Fox Business, Epoch Times. And you can catch him. Now, you said tomorrow you catch him on Newsmax, right? What else are you going to be on? Give the whole list.
No, Newsmax, well, KUSI in San Diego at 8:20, 1 p.m. Newsmax on the West Coast. And then Fox Business in the 3 o'clock hour. You know, my daughter, by the way, was on in a commercial with the guy you had, the guy who just said jackwagon. She was in a commercial with him.
Oh, wow. Very cool. Yeah, I thought he was great. We need more of him to teach people the proper way to deal with things. But that's just my own personal point of view. You also wrote some book. What was that thing called? The Divided Era.
Yes.
There you go. Well, you called a lot of this out in the book.
Are you convinced yet that I was correct?
I was convinced then. You know that.
I actually started writing about division in America, or talking about it, in 2005. And then, even earlier. And then, look, it's very simple. The stakes are really high. Government spending, when you throw in the Fed's going to reach $10 trillion. It's a lot of money, and we fight for it. Our parties fight for it. We fight to get it. We fight to avoid the taxes. And as long as you grow government, you are increasing division. That is a mathematical equation. It does not change.
No. I agree. Growing up in Boston, the joke was always that, when these projects would go over in money and all the dollars that people were spending, the guys would always say the same thing. Like, you can't put any money in your pocket if you don't have these big projects that are coming through on a regular basis. And so in East Coast cities, Chicago included, this stuff was rampant with government and government projects. Just crazy.
And why, if you, like, for instance, went to the head of AT&T and said, look, there's $27 trillion in national debt. You know, we're going to collapse. And he goes, yeah, but don't screw with my government contract. That's what they would say. Because
you're right.
And they don't, you know, it's cut somebody else's budget, not mine.
All right, but Tom, let me... not the regular
there's
political
question.
No, no.
There's
not
no
the
regular.
There's a lot of big butts around, but that's beside the point. A non-political question. You've got, look what just came down the pike, where they graciously gave every American back $600 of their own money, so to speak, and they're bickering over $1,200. But here's the thing. The thing that bothers me the most about this is that how do the American people, how do we get to the point where we become such Borg drones that we're willing to sign off on it, we're willing to push our legislators to do it, while giving $10 million to Pakistan for gender studies, one of many, many, many hundreds of millions of dollars being spent out there. But how did we get to that
Joe,
point?
Think of where we are as a country right now. The government shuts down the country. And now they have people begging for money, demanding money, even Republicans.
Yep.
That's a socialist success, 100%.
Yep.
That is what they do. They cause a crisis, and in that crisis, people become dependent. It's the oldest trick in the book for socialism, and it's working again, and that's where we are today.
Yep.
You have Republicans demanding bigger government payouts. Understand? Don't get me wrong. Government has shut people down, destroyed people's income, done
yep.
the wrong thing. There's no accountability for it. Gavin Newsom should be recalled. Oh, that's right. I'm chairman of RescueCalifornia.org, which is gathering the signatures and raising the money right now to do that. But... there's no accountability.
No.
And so people are forced into this world of dependency and demanding government give them more money, deficits be damned. That's where America is today.
And, you know, I said this back in the days of I said this back in the days of Obama when I said, look, when you go into these voting booths, what they've done to us is if you vote for the right thing, the proper thing, the thing that would truly would make America stronger, you're voting against that government check you have in your other hand. And that's, you know, people want to feed their families. They want to put food on the table. They want to keep a roof over your head. And it's a decision that we've come to, or they forced us to come to in this country, back probably before Obama, but definitely it was very evident, very obvious in the Obama days, especially, what did he do? He extended unemployment to, what, 99 weeks or something like that? Why look for a job? There weren't anything out there that were paying anything at the time.
Well, Obama said you can create a working majority, a political working majority of people dependent on government.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they continue to grow government. The first lesson in politics I ever remember learning from my father was, and I can see him telling me, the Democrats have it made. They are convincing people, this is in the late 60s,
mm-hmm.
they are convincing people they can vote themselves rich. And that's where we are.
Now, I don't know if your father had that accent, but I remember my grandfather saying that, you know, the bottom line with all of this was that you had to vote for a Democrat because the Republicans were only for the rich and they would hurt the little guy. And this was a man who came from Italy. This was a man who worked hard for his money, and the Democrats had already convinced him that they were the people or the party for the little people.
Yeah. Well, that came out of, you know, the Italians for the first, from the 1880s up into the early 20s, were Republican. It was Al Smith in New York, who was against prohibition, and was a Catholic that started to lure them away, and then finally FDR finished the job and lured them away. Did you know that?
No, I did not. See, I love having you on the show because I get these little bits and pieces of history that enrich my life and make me a better person.
I thought you were just going to say that I was actually there, but that's okay.
No, it's really...
But then, no, that's a true story. It was a true story, and they especially hated Wilson, who put in what today would be considered a racist test, because the Immigration Acts under Wilson required you to know a certain amount of English. And then in the early 20s, the Immigration Act cut it back to the point where it favored almost exclusively Ireland and England, because they created a quota system. The quota system was based on the people that had been arriving in the 1880s, not the people who had been arriving in the 1900s. Because in the 1900s, it was decidedly Southern European, the numbers. But prior to the mid-1880s, it was decidedly England and Ireland. And so they pushed the quota back. So it was seen at the time, rightfully so, as very anti-Italian. And so the Italians didn't like Wilson, but Smith was a Catholic who became mayor of New York and then governor and then ran for president, and they liked him. And then FDR also.
Yeah, it's always amazing. I remember as a kid, in the north end of Boston, not predominantly, but with 110% Italian, and the presidential candidates, the governor, mayors, and others would come through that area. You wouldn't see them, but every so many years during the election cycle is the only time you'd ever see these guys come through there. And I remember the speeches, even as a kid. They were all about the little people, all about, look at, we have these places for you to go. We have these clinics. It's free. We love you. We care about you. Tom, where do people find you?
PoliticalVanguard.com, TomDell.com, or on your radio station. Thank you.
Yes, on a regular basis. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. I got a lot more to talk about on the other side of the break.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call. It proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Nitwits.
Only a couple of nitwits. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I appreciate the time that you are engaged, on board, involved. Next hour, we're gonna do a little bit more. We're gonna go through a little bit more, and talk about some of the issues that are going on. You know, I don't know if some of you know, some of you new listeners, older listeners, whatever. I was involved in the original ex now Congresswoman Katie Hill. In resigning. I was not involved with the picture stuff that went down. Everybody knows that. But now she has turned it into a lawsuit coming against some of us, and I want to let you know about it, let you know how you can help, if you're willing to help, if you're so inclined. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Keep an eye on the Georgia race. Not that we can do anything about it. You know, when it's this close, this is where I jokingly have said it, but I mean it for real. When it's this close, you know something's going to come up. You know something's going to happen. If we're not all over them like white on rice, like I did that, if we're not all over them like white on rice, something's going to come up, something's going to pop up and get away. You watch. We're gonna go to bed. They're gonna be up. They're gonna be ahead, and all of a sudden, bang! they're going to win by 6%. Right? That simple. Now, when you, but I will say what I am impressed by, because they haven't changed anything yet, really. What I'm impressed by is we were down. I'm watching this as we're going through the show, and you know we've had people on and we're talking, what have you. And I'm watching the numbers amass, and you start seeing that you know these guys are down 200,000 votes. And I'm thinking in my head, that's a lot of votes to overcome. And then you see the Dems are ahead by 250,000 votes. And you know they're sitting there in their you know campaign areas. They're going, okay, we got this. This should be okay. This will work out, right? But that's great. But now I look at it, and they're just tens of thousands of votes away. Well, actually, more than that, technically. And I'm watching the numbers. I mean, we're watching the numbers rise. I'm sitting here watching them rise. So right now, for instance, Ossoff, at the time of this reporting, is at 48.5%. He's got about 1,860,000 votes, give or take. Purdue is teetering close to 2 million votes. He's at 51.5%. So again, you know, if you're in Georgia, if you have loved ones in Georgia, well, it's a little late now. But I hope to God they got out there. I hope to God they got out and voted and didn't take the defeatist attitude. You know, a lot of these so-called Republican fighters, warriors, whatever you want to call them, I've been listening to them talk. And you've been listening long enough, you know what my comment is, right? Thank God they weren't our founding fathers. Thank God they weren't the guys and gals fighting for our freedom. Right? 855 Real Joe. Oh, just flashed on my screen. I love this. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. Divorce is imminent. Does anybody really care? Why is that flashing on the screen? When the fate of our democracy is, I mean, of our republic is sitting in Georgia tonight. I love it. I think it's hilarious. So knowing how important it is, and look at the money we've got going on, the money people need to have to survive. The government did, and I agree with Del Beccaro when he says, look, here's the deal. The government is the one that caused this problem. The government is the one that shut us down. The government should be helping. And that is true to a degree. I'm on board with him with that. But remember, that government money is not government money. It's our money. It's money you and I paid in taxes. The National Republican Congressional Committee mocked its political counterpart on Tuesday because the House members continue to use gendered language to describe themselves in their Twitter profiles. Isn't that great? I mean, you got to call them out for their hypocrisy. You know, they're going to start saying things like, you know, the first woman this, Nancy Pelosi, the first woman to hold that off. Well, no, you can't say that. You can't use that anymore. And all the Democrats who applauded themselves on these gender-neutral terminologies that they have to have, which is more inclusive, apparently the Dems don't want to be inclusive at all. Right? Democrats canceled themselves out, the NRCC declared in a statement, along with a list of almost two dozen representatives. Some of the high-profile members of the NRCC named included Virginia Representative Abigail Spanger, the self-described mom of three, Ohio Rep. Tim Ryan, a dad and a husband, New Jersey Rep. Mike Sherrill, a mom of four. I thought they weren't supposed to be using that word. Those words, right? You're going to force us. You guys know the biblical scripture, right? Honor thy father and thy mother. Well, under these new rules, is it honor thy parent and thy parent? Are we going to have to change them? I mean, people are having a field day with this. I would, too. And again, when you look at, you know, these guys are so full with lies, full of garbage. you know, Joe Biden, we're talking about Kamala Harris, right, the VP, who will be president if they get in. But we're talking about Joe Biden. And, you know, they talk about how honest and transparent everything else there is, right? Remember, he cheated in law school and he got caught. He lied about his grades and he got caught. He plagiarized many a speech and he got caught. Right? He lied about his GPA and his scholarships. He got caught with that, too. He openly admits to committing quid pro quo to save his crackhead son, right, from all the legal problems. He got caught there, too. He framed a General Flynn. He got caught with that. He rigged the 2020 election. He admitted to it before it even happened. There's a lot you can say about this guy. Now, that's the standard they use to say we are honest and transparent. Come on. Am I the only one that's giggling that finds that amusing? I don't know how they do it. I really don't know how they do it with a straight face. And I love that, you know, when they were up there talking about these gender-neutral terms. You know, you're looking at, they're going to have to go through this list that the information technology services at the University of Michigan put out there. They're going to have to use something as a guideline, right? You can't, well, I guess they can. They always do. Come up with it as they go. They don't want to use men or man anymore. It's got to be people, persons, or a wholly different word. Blacklist, whitelist, well, how's the IT department going to do the blacklist? Oh, they're going to do allowed, prohibited, include, exclude. We're not going to have any more of that black and white thinking. Now we're going to have binary thinking. No more brown bagging. I don't know why. I love a brown bag lunch. We go to events, and even when they were, you know, expensive places, they would tell you it was a brown bag lunch. It was great. I knew what I was getting. I was getting a sandwich, maybe a piece of fruit, a carrot, some celery, whatever. It's great. Now they're going to call them all lunch and learns. So when a young boy or a young girl goes, when a young person, see how hard this is, goes to school, and they brown bag it or take their own lunch. Can we call it a sack lunch or is that, well, whatever. Can't say crack the whip. That kind of has a slave kind of connotation to it. They're going to call it manage the effort closely now. Can't use the word crazy or insane. Well, I guess they're going to have to throw me in social justice jail. Now you have to use outrageous, unthinkable, nonsensical. Incomprehensible, ridiculous, or egregious. Most of those words, most people can't spell anyhow. Can't use crippled. Crippled now has to be weakened or deteriorated, because that just sounds so much better. Yes, my deteriorating friend. Disabled, no. You can say when referring to a system, you can call it deactivated or broken. Broken, that sounds so much better, doesn't it? Gender-neutral he or she, gender-neutral they, grandfathered, no. Now you have to say it's legacy. It has a legacy status. It wasn't grandfathered then, it was legacy then. God bless. Anybody else throw up yet? Right? How many of these things? Whatever. It's no picnic. Can't use that anymore. Can't use the word gathering. Right? Let me see one more. Sanity check. Quick check. Confidence check. Coherence check. No more. It's over. You guys are screwed. Joe Messina, your host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. We'll go through again the Georgia returns, what we're looking at, what I believe is going to happen. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.